This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palkath. Members of the U.S. Congress are examining national police reform proposals following the death of George Floyd. And local and state officials have announced more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. Wednesday, the House Judiciary Committee will hear from one of Floyd's brothers. Floyd is the African-American man whose death in police custody after an officer held his knee to his neck for almost 9 minutes sparked nationwide protests urging reforms. House Democrats have proposed a package of reforms that include bans on racial profiling and chokeholds, making it easier to sue officers in civil court, and establishing a national database tracking officer misconduct. A vote is planned for this month. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work on their own package of proposals. Hong Kong police say they have arrested 53 people on the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement. Thousands of protesters defied a police ban gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Throughout the night, police in riot gear could be seen charging at protesters and using pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Officials say those arrested have been charged with various offenses, including unlawful assembly and participating in an unauthorized assembly. With the looming national security laws imposed by China, many said they wouldn't stop the resistance but would take a more cautious approach. The new law is expected to be enacted within the next few months. On June 9th last year, some 1 million Hong Kongers staged a peaceful protest against a proposed extradition law that would allow individuals to be sent to China for trial. This is VOA News.